I'm Luke Nauman from the MyFM Newsroom. I'm joined here today with one of our lovely coaches for Hooray for Coaches. Would you mind introducing yourself?
I'm Jay Burgoyne. Everybody calls me Coach or Coach Jay.
Coach Jay. So, Coach Jay, where are you from? Where do you coach? Who do you coach?
So I'm from Pembroke Boxing in downtown Pembroke, and I coach local boxers.
So coaching local boxers, so is there a large population of boxers in Pembroke?
Not a lot. I'm the only active boxing coach in the area. So we've got right now, probably, if we had everybody there, about 20 competitive boxers, and close to 100 recreational boxers.
Okay. So when it comes to, cause I've only been to the gym once. And that was for that was the movie shoot that was happening in the basement.
Yes.
I was doing an interview with the director. But I noticed that there was a lot of really solid equipment down there. So boxing, is that just, obviously it's not just fighting. What else goes into training a boxer?
There's a lot of stuff that people don't realize. One of the things, including the athletes, one of the things that a lot of people don't realize is to become an amateur boxer means you're almost going to be a bit of an amateur or semi-pro runner. You can't get away from it. So, I mean, there's a lot of running, there's a lot of cardio involved, and there is strength work. I always wanted to have a gym that had everything available to its combatants. So we've tried to build a commercial gym downstairs for their using as well. Well, I'll tell you something surprising. You're asking about the workload and what we do.
Yeah.
At the higher levels, at the lower levels of competition, if you're in it for the fun, and then it's, you know, you still got to do your cardio, you got to do your running, and you do your classes. Once you get serious, we've got a couple guys on my team that want to go professional. Those guys, even as amateurs, are putting in a full-time job's worth of work, of PT every week. So they've got everything from their cardio to their classes to classes they teach, which I encourage for boxers. They've got plyometrics. They've got things like cognitive movement drills. They've got...
Plyometrics.
So plyometrics is explosive movement. So you've got to be able to. You've got to be explosive if you're going to be an athlete. You've got to attack everything, including things like I was saying, like cognitive movement drills are becoming the next evolution of combat sports.
Yes, So I used to work at a gym, so I was like, I've heard that before, but something that I don't think the layman has heard a lot of. With such a diverse array of stuff that needs to be focused on, what would you say is the most important?
The most important attribute or the most important thing to work on?
I guess thing to work on, but if that is attached to an attribute.
Well, the most important attribute is dedication. It doesn't matter if you're athletic, it doesn't matter what age you are, it doesn't matter any other attribute. If you stick to it, you will get good. As far as the most important exercise or PT to do, other than your actual skills, cardio. There's a saying in all combat sports, and that's cardio is king. The other one is cardio will make cowards of us all. If your cardio runs out, you very quickly become less courageous.
You got to be able to breathe, right?
You got to be able to breathe. Something common to us all.
It was really funny. Some of the people when I was working at the gym, mm-hmm. They'd come in and they'd be boasting like how much they can lift and how mm-hmm. good they are, and then you'd see them try and go to exhaustion, and the fear struck in their eyes when they realized they can't do it, and they didn't ask anybody to help them.
Mm-hmm.
That I was watching the whole time because I was waiting. But it's like you aren't like your form's a little off there, man. Like you need to watch your breathing. when you're trying too hard, it just doesn't work out for anybody. So
no.
My goodness, it's especially with combat sports, the very little I've done in combat sports, I did like little jujitsu when I was a kid.
Sure, sure.
But my dad also used to do judo. He used to be a black belt in judo, and the idea of the exhale on the strike, that breathing out as you're exerting, kind of offers that additional momentum that mm-hmm. it gives your body that additional force and things like that. But making sure the breathing is all part and parcel with the movements you're doing, that it's all about control of yourself and making sure that you're mm-hmm. in control. And obviously with something like a combat sport, your opponent's trying to knock you off your control just as much as you are them, that body shots hurt. I've been hitting the ribs once, and that was and that wasn't even somebody trying to hurt me, and that, oh god, that smarts. Imagine trying to do damage, through gloves, obviously.
Oh, yes.
I don't envy people in the UFC and the Octagon.
Well, I tell you what, I liken it. When I got out of the military, I got out in 2016 on a medical release. And of course, when you've been a soldier for all of your adult life, you don't really know what else to do. You don't know, if I'm not a soldier, what am I? It's a unique job in that you don't do your job, you are your job. You are many things, but you're not defined by your job. Sadly, soldiers kind of are defined by their jobs. So when I left, I didn't know what to do. Combat sports saved my life, and that's where I realized, I know I had been instructing fighting for my whole career as well, but it wasn't the same, because I didn't have to, it wasn't in a vacuum. I had all this other stuff on the go, and now it's in a vacuum, now I can see it more clearly. And I'll tell you, it's, for mental health, it's the best thing that I've ever come across. And they say that one of the best things for people who have issues with depression or anxiety and things like that is to be in the moment, which I always felt being in the military, everything's in the moment. Everything's very real. I find the same thing in combat sports. When you're doing a combat sport, everything is very real. You have to be very in the moment. It's very, very good for your mental health. And it definitely saved my life. And I know we get a lot of people coming through the gym who are suffering with the same kind of stuff. It helps them too.